W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rainy, stormy night across the middle part of the country. ABC's Trevor Ault is near Louisville, Kentucky, where the mayor has declared a state of emergency.
Overnight, a powerful spring storm tearing into the central U.S. In Jeffersonville, Indiana, winds flipping tractor trailers and cars. A student at the University of Kentucky knocked off their feet by severe winds of at least 60 miles an hour. The storm's causing massive amounts of damage in just a few seconds.
This morning, thousands of power outages across the country because of it. Deadly earthquake in Taiwan. 9 people trapped, hundreds injured, more than 100 still trapped. 9 were killed after a magnitude 7.4 tremor centered 60 miles south of Taipei. Israel's military chief says Monday's airstrike in Gaza that left 7 aid workers from the charity World Central Kitchen dead was a grave mistake. Many of Israel's allies, including the United States, say they're outraged by it. This is ABC News. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert had surgery Tuesday to remove a blood clot from her leg. Later this morning, President Biden says he'll remind Americans what he's doing to lower health care costs.
It is not an official campaign event, but it looks like one. 2020 candidate Bernie Sanders joining 2024 candidate Joe Biden at the White House, recapping everything they've done to lower drug costs for seniors. They'll say every congressional Republican was against the push to bring down prescription drug prices, including capping insulin at $35 to all Americans, and say that electing more Democrats will bring even more health savings.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Lovers of British royalty can tour Balmoral Castle in Scotland this summer. Guides will be escorting small groups around several rooms of the castle, including the salon, where the ailing Queen Elizabeth met then Prime Minister Liz Truss in 2022. The 40 tickets a day go for about $126. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over Minnesota on opening day in Milwaukee. A lot of new faces, especially in the bullpen. Manager Pat Murphy.
Uribe has stepped up. Piamps has picked up his, early season form. Piguero's the one, maybe most underrated. Milner hasn't had the best luck behind him, but he has came back strong today. Really pleased with him.
Brewers slugger Christian Yelich had a home run, then met with reporters.
For our guys, it's a really young group. So it's a little bit different than what we've had here in the past of as far as like that kind of core, I guess you could call it. So that's exciting that we're 4-0, but we also feel like we could do better as well.
NBA, the Bucks lost to the Wizards 117-113. So why do they have a losing record on the road?
Something's missing, and everybody seems happy, you know, but except for me after a game, you know. And so I just think we're doing something wrong, and we have to figure that out.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Once again, winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's 34 in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh all the same time. How are things in De Pere?
Not actually worse in De Pere than Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little worse when I got toward Green Bay. It's like it's not bad at all here.
Weather-wise.
Oh, yeah, in that respect, yes.
Not politically.
Not politically. No, not going on.
James Boyd, the mayor of De Pere, is here in the house to talk about some exciting things happening in his community.
Yeah, and we've been trying to get you
on. By the way, congratulations. And, did you win again last night?
I won again last night, yeah. So we had a very late victory party, and I made it in. So just rolled in. Yes, I won, and there was no victory party.
Okay. Because there was no opponent. Last time we saw you, we were trying to dunk you in a dunk tank.
I know.
Remember that?
You didn't succeed.
No. I threw my shoulder off that day. That's why my push-up condition isn't going well.
Yeah, it's too bad. I stayed dry. Thank you.
You're welcome. We tried, though.
We don't like dunk tanks.
I don't like dunk tanks.
I hate dunk tanks. We both hate dunk tanks.
Yeah. Every time I say I go into one, I do it, and I say, that's the last time I'm
going to. Absolutely.
And, of course, we're like, well, okay, of course I'll do it. This cause is so important to all of us. I'm in.
I tell you, the circuit you don't want to get on, and I don't even know if they do it anymore, are church picnics.
Yeah.
Once you do one, you really can't say no to the other.
Yeah.
And that will keep you busy.
Oh.
And
that,
I did that one year. St. Mary's and on the west side, and I don't like dunk tanks. And it's not like it's deep, but the water goes up your nose.
That's what I hate.
And these little kids come and they just hit the thing.
Just push the
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too funny.
Agree.
I'll raise your taxes. So anyway, hey, Mayor Boyd is in the house. And yesterday was election day. We had talked about that at length. And he was, again, reelected and ran unopposed. But still, you stepped up to lead that. The city
of De
Pere.
I would say that says something in itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow. So the city of De Pere for another 4 years.
2 years. 2 years. We have 2 year terms. But if you say four, it makes it much, much better for me. So I think since it's now public and it's out there, it's 4 years. Thank you.
You know what? I didn't know that. I'm kidding you.
Yeah, I would like it. 2 years is a little bit too short for the alders and the mayor. So I would like to see that changed some way.
Well, you're going to be on my show, which is called Lean Local. And I have some other questions talking about term limits and things. We're going to talk about that. But that's going to air on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So I want to start with the best. So when we kicked off Mino and the Mayor, our first guest was the mayor.
The mayor, yes.
And now my show, Lean Local, the first guest is the mayor.
Great.
Different mayors. Anyway, but De Pere, I just wanted to, can you update our listeners on Voyager Park? That's getting a lot of ink.
It is. Voyager Park's one of our gems. Now, some people don't know, but it was a former dump. You know, it was a coal pile depository, so it was just a horrible place. And then 40 years ago, the city officials decided, let's do a park, which isn't that easy. It took a while. Voyager Park is just a crown jewel. We have the Riverwalk, which has been around for 10 years, which is just incredible. And then we're going to have a new building called the Nelson Family Pavilion completed in July. $1.8 million structure on the site where there was a bathroom. Literally a men and women bathroom. So it's going to be an enhanced bathroom, you know, times, you know, 20. And it'll have a multi-use facility where you can have up to 250 people inside, eight bathrooms versus the two that we have, and a huge deck. And it's going to kind of like both oversee the bowl and then the river itself. So really exciting.
You guys are being a little coy on how you going to open it up with what musician? Do you know? You guys are keeping that question.
I would love to say I know, but we've gone through so many names.
Oh, I bet.
I'm thinking if I say it, I'm going to get it wrong.
Is it going to be in time for Celebrate the Pier?
It will not. No, so okay, we're shooting, I think it's July 25th or 26th. Yeah. We're going to have the opening.
But
so,
you could have 3,000 people down there, right? 2,500?
Oh, easily, yeah. We expect, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 just for that grand opening on July 25th, 26th. But we'll have close to 2,000 people for what we call the beer gardens, which is three or four times during the summer.
Right. I remember I introed a couple of bands. I remember Joan Jett was one of them. And standing
Joan
up.
Joan Jett.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I remember standing there and looking at me, like, holy crap. You don't realize if you're just walking around, but when you get up above and see how many people are there,
it's a lot.
It was incredible.
Right, and so Celebrate the Pier will have, you know, could be 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. They and they went away for a little while. They're back. We're happy they are. But yeah, it's just the park is great.
That's a cool project. And the private donation, I don't know that family. They quiet or they?
David and Rita Nelson. Rita Nelson, I taught with when I started teaching back at Deep Prairie Middle School in the 1980s. I had no idea she had all this money. David Nelson was in communications. The same gig that you're in right now.
Do you know Dave Nelson?
I know the name.
Okay.
I'm trying to place
it. Extremely large foundation. He had a number of radio stations, I understand, all over the place.
Okay.
Lived in the Pier, went to the Fox Valley, etc. And huge foundation, as we found out in the last couple of years. So when we were going to redo the bathroom and then move to a multi-use facility, it fell apart. They picked up on it. They've now passed away, but their foundation picked up on it, and they said, we want to give, and we want to do something bigger in the bathroom, and that was 2.5-3 years ago, and here we are.
How come we haven't donated $1.8 million lately?
No, it just hasn't happened.
Gotta buy another station.
Gotta find the right niche.
We got another hour, but not another station.
Yeah.
Hey, but Deep Pier, when you think of Deep Pier, of course, I went to school there, but I want to talk about, you know, the Malva Center, some other things you got going on, but something that, and I know you coached for years, you got turned out some pretty good athletes.
At DePere? Yeah, pretty good athlete. So I coached track and cross country for a lot of years.
Tammy Elliott was in here yesterday.
Sure.
And she brought me a DePere cap and a baseball
She's
t-shirt.
She's all in, huh?
Because I hosted their baseball fundraiser this year.
Sure.
And I told her, I said, you should be good at the size of these kids. My goodness, that basketball team last year and some of those kids in the football team, there's big kids walking around high schools these days, aren't there?
Big kids were walking around the high school, but I don't think people realize in track and cross country, we have a runner. He's a sophomore, and I won't say names on the show and stuff, but he's one of the best you know, Midwest, if not in the country. He's going to go under 9 minutes in the 3,200 meters, which is incredible. So not only we have big, you know, good shooters, football, baseball, et cetera, really, really good track and cross country athletes.
Where did the girl go that was a phenomenal pole vaulter?
Well, we had two of them, actually, a couple, but Olivia Fabry went to Notre Dame.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had some really good ones. Grace Kolakowski was a good one. These are 13-foot-plus pole vaulters for girls.
For girls.
We wouldn't have boys during that.
I remember when guys, that was a big...
Yeah.
Of course, the bars are different than... But still.
A little bit, yeah. You had that metal bars that you had to jump over and the sawdust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you read about... I think that's really cool that... And, you know, I work at a homeless shelter, and... In DePere, they still have, I think they still have community service hours. I'm not sure, but all I know is we get people from DePere that come, and great kids.
That's very kind. Yeah, I think they're great kids, too. I think we're very blessed on what we have in DePere, both on, you know, DePere, the east side with Unified School District, and then the west side. The West DePere School District, which, of course, we have two school districts in the city of DePere, which is a whole nother conversation.
Well, that's never come up.
They've turned out some athletes over the last 3 years, too, haven't they?
Have.
And again, you talk about size.
Size,
Holy man, their football team is amazing.
Yep. So we're happy. We're happy with the athletics we have in the DePere programs, obviously the other extracurriculars as well. So we're pretty fortunate.
And the Union Hotel.
Union Hotel.
Still going strong.
Yep, that's the Boyd family and the Marinowski family. Been in there for years. I have 8 siblings. 5 of them work there full time.
And unfortunately, you have led my son astray.
Yeah, your son. Your son, Dom, is the best. Yes. He's an adopted Boyd now.
He basically is. He's an adopted Boyd.
Yeah, he's in the family.
Yeah, in fact, he came to one of your things, one of his Thanksgiving, because Julie's like, who else could be? Oh, it's just family only.
Yeah, and Dominic. Yeah, and Dom was there.
Oh, and Dom. Yeah. Yeah. Todd, have you ever gone to his place with your paranormal things?
No.
Oh. Todd,
really?
Todd.
Yeah. A couple ghosts floating around there.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. Mr. Mayor, Todd is like not just interested. He's like all in on
he's
that.
He's got all the
like
equipment. Does everything. The whole thing.
Well, then you should know it's actually... You should be sensing it right now with me being here. I
yeah,
would think.
Not so much.
Not so much, yeah. Huh?
I think that's just a rash.
You gotta go into that basement at about 3 a.m, right?
Yeah, I was actually one ghost hunter group came in about 10 years ago. I was there at 3 or 4 a.m. Nothing turned up, but they sure tried hard. But they're there.
Well, I still think the weird one is you had people from out of state and they were sitting in one of the booths or something where a picture changed once in a while. And they knew nothing about it and said, what's up with that?
I've got experiences, but it's going to take another time. We'll talk about this on on Mayor Schmidt's
will,
show.
Will Mary even go into the basement by herself?
I think everyone goes. No, some areas they don't go to.
That's what I mean.
Yes, yeah. You are correct.
Todd, you got to go there and do your thing.
Union, I'll get it worked out.
Union Hotel. And
we'll
that's,
work on that.
All right. What,
how old is that hotel? I mean, I should know
1883.
This. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, 1880. That's old, isn't it?
Yes, unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Do you still have people live upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Kudos to preserving that because, you know,
it's not easy.
No, God, it's not easy.
And you were at St. Norbert, and when you were there, you know, obviously those are old structures as well, but it's not easy. This is one of the oldest structures in Brown County.
And tell about the building that I believe burnt down, but wasn't it like runaway slaves kind of a place in like the Civil War? It was something like that.
My brother McKim and you probably have more of this. I'm going to screw this up. So. Yes, that is correct. And I'm not really sure which building
well,
that is.
I remember when I came to the thing with, actually, it was Joe Cerruti.
Joe Cerruti, the DePere Picture Show.
Yes, yeah. DePere, which was really cool, and they talked about some
you
of that.
You guys
kind of stuff.
Have to have them on here.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You want to have fun.
Yeah, those guys are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. But you know, it's another one of those things. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But another thing about DePere, though, is you guys have done a great job as far as, I don't know if recently or something, but. Your buildings, you do a nice job of, okay, you got the Malva, and you got the new Notre Dame, and then you got a 150-year-old building right next to them type thing. I think that's cool about DePere.
Yeah, we always say, we always try to preserve.
Yeah.
You know, we try, and I know Mayor Schmidt and Green Bay try to do the same stuff, but there are times it just doesn't work,
yeah, right.
Things have to come down, and then you just try to make it work and try to fit in the environment. So we always tell people we try to preserve the best we can, but, you know, and you encourage developers to come in, and sometimes they say it just can't happen.
Yeah,
and that's fair, but when they say it costs more to preserve than it does to tear down, that's not a reason to tear it down.
No, absolutely not. It's got to be something more than just that.
Structure.
Right.
You know, and,
but by and large, you drive through it, you still get the old town feel, and the buildings are still there, and you feel good about that.
No question.
Mm-hmm. And
and Boss's being downtown now, which is one of my favorite
Boss's
places
downtown,
in the world.
Yep. Thank you, and Green Bay.
You've got
have you gone there to read my book? To buy my books at all?
I bought your book.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Right, good.
What was the name of it?
It's the one about World War II and the veterans.
Which one was that? I wrote four of them. Which one was it?
He was just gonna say 50 strong.
Todd, do you have any help? Commercial? Do you have a commercial break?
Actually, 1 minute, guys.
We got 1 minute to go.
Well, it's one of them.
Yes. No, you have done a great job with that. St. Norbert, yeah. Some mayors had a little bit more difficult time than others. And, you know, these people that really aren't paying taxes, but they're a big part of your community.
Yeah, I mean,
they seem to have done a lot with them.
Yeah, they're a huge employer. We need them. They need us. So they're going through some tough times right now.
Yeah.
We'll get through that. But they're also going to build a state-of-the-art building, the Schneider School of Business, where Abbott Pennings was. So that's another exciting project.
That's kind of strange when you drive past it.
And that's
so
gone.
Many projects.
And
that's
not
gone.
Not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we want to talk about the Malva Center. We want to go there.
Perfect.
All right. James Boyd, Mayor of DePere, joining us right now. Back after this. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down. Yeah. She would never be free. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your your living space and make it a place worth living with Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. James Boyd, the mayor of De Pere, in the house.
He is, and so much to talk about because De Pere, so much going on, and Johnny and I are talking to him for the next, 9 minutes? But then he's going to be back for a new show that we're launching here called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. That airs on Sundays at 1 o'clock. We'll dig a little bit more into the political process. Sure. And how you connect with businesses, politics, you know.
Absolutely.
But right now, I just want to stay on a higher level with the success of De Pere. That Mulva Center is, and I told you when I called you, I haven't been there. But I've been by there.
Yeah. Hard to miss.
Hard to miss, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Beautiful, beautiful structure. Jim and Miriam Malva, the great, donation they made to build that building, $100 million+. It's too early to calculate what the economic impact will be for De Pere, but I mean, I think right now you can see it's going to be pretty big. This is their second exhibit, the dinosaurs, which would be up both your alleys, I'm sure. That's I think going very, very
well. What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
I'm a big fossil guy.
Yeah,
so
he's saying we're dinosaurs. Todd.
Or maybe I don't know.
He hurt my feelings a little bit.
I wasn't sure.
I mean, you can go really in any direction on that one.
Yeah.
Unique.
It was complimentary. Yeah. I promise you both.
Okay.
It's a great building, and you can go in there for it's free just to go in, check it out. The patio on the outside, they have serve all kinds of food and drinks, etc. You have to pay for the exhibits. They have a beautiful auditorium as well. They have an IMAX screen.
Wow.
It's a smaller version of IMAX, but it's one of only a couple in the United States.
Wow.
I mean, they're bringing stuff in from, all over the world, that it's incredible.
I'm anxious to see it.
Me too.
Is it basically a museum?
No, it's a cultural center, so not a museum. It's a place that just will bring events and exhibits from all over the world. For stuff that we've never experienced in this area. So when you go, just give me a holler. We'll stop on in.
Do they Do they have extra space? I could do like a military museum type thing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's worthy an ask.
Yeah.
You can always ask.
Can you get them on the show here?
I get them on the show here? I don't have those. I don't have those kind of contacts.
Okay. However,
I do have names that I can give you. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
That I really think they're worthy for you to have in.
We would love to have them on the show.
So people really understand what it is. It's a gem. It really is.
And people are like, what's
can we call them right now? Do you got their number?
Yeah.
Friend of a friend.
My phone's not here.
Jeff.
I don't know. It's too bad.
But people say that, what's the connection? Because Mulva wasn't a huge name in Green Bay, right? I mean, you and I both kind of grew up in this area.
Right.
And, but Mrs. Mulva went to St. Norbert and really has a special connection, right?
It was her or her mother that was connected with St. Norbert. We have the Mulva Library,
right.
And then they have the Mulva Science Building, and then they contributed toward the Sports Center as well. I think the Science Building, too. But Jim and Miriam both grew up in this area. Jim Mulva went to De Pere High School.
Oh.
Graduated in the early 1960s, I think, ballpark. I think Miriam went to the academy, and I hate if I got this wrong, but they're local. They're local folks.
Well, Jim did not go to the academy.
We can safely assume that. And then Jim went off, and Miriam, in the big wide world, and Jim became the CEO of ConocoPhillips,
right?
And worked his way in the oil industry, and eventually, made his way up, but wanted to come back to De Pere, both of them, and they're here. And his some of his family's here as well too. It's exciting,
isn't that nice?
Yeah, and they want to give, and they want to give to De Pere, and they're very generous. So we're blessed.
Yep, and a successful community needs strong leadership, but boy, they need that philanthropy.
They do. They need people to step up. That's always there, and it's nice. There's other foundations out there that love to contribute and love to give.
Yeah,
and that's great. And you try to make yourself welcoming as a city. Because if you don't get that right, they're not going to contribute.
Exactly.
So, Mayor Walsh and the other mayors and the other councils and obviously our administration, which is incredible, paved the way for that. So,
yeah. Well, you know, congrats. I mean, DePere's obviously benefiting from that connection, both sure. the college and, yeah, absolutely. And the Mullis Center. So, mm-hmm. What else do you got? You know, that Voyager Park thing really interests me, and I wish you would have told me who's going to open it up because, like, I got a few ideas for you.
I think it might be
the Schmidt Brothers Barbershop Quartet.
Should I kind of? I don't know if I can release it yet. I can't remember where we are.
Supertramp, they coming in?
Supertramp not coming in. I don't know. Celebrate to Pier has their own, you know,
yeah, that's
stuff.
Their own thing. Yeah,
you landed know? A great director with Tina.
Tina Quigley, yeah. Definitely to
Pier. She was with us. She was with the city.
And, with the city, yep.
And she's in Pier now, and big fan of hers. Great energy.
And people don't realize we have our separate downtown arm, if you will, through what's called the bid board. So we have what's known as Definitely to Pier, which handles the downtown. And you need those organizations.
Oh, man.
Because you can't do it all by yourself. And they just do a great job. I mean, they're the ones that secured, you know, Boss to come in. And, yeah. You know, we obviously assisted a little bit, but that's them.
And their energy is what makes it happen. I mean, you know, their backgrounds are kind of diverse a little bit.
Sure.
When you look at, you know, who's running the downtown, but you've got to have that energy, and that just builds on more energy. And I think, like, I know how those things work, and I know how they sometimes don't work.
Right. And you want to showcase the downtown. Downtown's the backbone of any city. So if you don't have it, it's not vibrant, you don't have anything.
Right.
So that's what they're charged to do, and that's what they do. And we have a lot of events going on. We had a huge bike race, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Huge bike race. And we'll talk about either on your thing or a little bit right now in DePere.
Go ahead.
Last year in June, and it's a statewide bike race that brings in bikers from all over the world, you know, racing for huge amounts of money. So we shut down the streets in DePere for day in the middle of June last year. Very successful.
Yep.
Very successful. And a huge event afterwards. We're changing things a little bit on where it's going to be in the downtown, but it will be in the downtown. So and my job is to try to be as welcoming as I can and encourage folks to come in and take chances. Because it doesn't always work. I mean, this could have gone in a whole lot of different directions. But this bike race was incredible.
I can't think of the name of the place, but it's become really, really popular. Restaurant right downtown. Right in the corner of the main street.
You coffee
take
shop?
Left there. Nope. It's
Orzetta?
Nope. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. It's right in the corner. It's like blue and white. It
used to be Salt?
Yeah.
Stella's.
Stella's.
So
it's like we're playing mayoral Jeopardy.
By the way,
here's
John, if you're on the radio, pointing locations. You see, it's like right here.
It's right here.
Right on the
it's
corner.
Right here. It's right there.
Thousands
right,
of corners
right,
in the
yeah,
pier.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right there. This corner right here. Yeah.
It's called Stella's.
Stella's. But I've heard that's really popular.
Yeah. We have a lot of good establishments to pier.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do. We do.
And what I like about your downtown as well is it's pretty entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. You know, the coffee shops and there's the people you walk in there sometimes often own the place. And I think that's always cool.
Right. And we have a developer right now who I think owns 16 buildings in DePere. And what he does is he'll get these buildings and he'll rehab. We talked about historical preservation and whatever. He'll do that. If you'll notice some buildings that are all spruced up really, really nicely, including the building where Boss is in. And it's owned and developed by this one guy. And it's another blessing for us that we have someone that will do that.
What else did I just see very recently? We talked about a little bit. Was it Indian or Thai?
It was an Indian. One of those two.
Okay.
It's on the west side. It's not near the corner you're talking about, but it's right near Nicky's, which you'll be aware of. So it's right near there. Yes.
Nicky's has a great muffaletta.
They muffaletta make sandwich.
Oh,
yeah.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. And gumbo.
And gumbo,
yeah.
Yeah, I was an original bartender at Nicky's back in the late 70s when they opened up.
No kidding.
The first two or three years, I was the original with Tom and John.
If those
Nick,
walls
absolutely.
Could talk, huh?
You guys probably were both in there when I was bartending.
No, I didn't come till 1984, so yeah.
No, yep. The Irish pub is where I hung out.
I was, again.
Did you bartend
Jim
there?
And I both are St. Norbert folks.
Right.
Irish pub, I bartended not there, no. Nicky's where I bartended.
Nicky's where you were, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then the Abbey and all those little locations.
And I was telling these guys at St. Norbert, we didn't have classes on Wednesday. So Tuesday night was like a Friday night at the Irish
Pub. Wait, we had classes at St. Norbert? And there were separate days?
Remember the original Abbey?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. One days there,
yes,
man.
I do.
Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy.
Yep.
You just got to feel good about what's going on, though, right?
Yes, we're extremely excited.
I mean, the elections are over now. Get refocused on.
Yeah, we have a great council. We have a great city, great bunch of folks. Couldn't be happier.
Awesome. We're going to talk more about that on our show on Sunday.
Perfect.
James Boyd, thank you very much for being here,
Thanks
Mr.
For being
Mayor.
Here, Mayor.
You're welcome,
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Appreciate
we'll be
it.
Back more right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We'll hear more later this morning from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection about avian influenza impacting dairy herds. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We know now that cattle from infected herds in places like Texas and New Mexico have made their way to the upper Midwest, with detections now in Michigan. Trying to keep Wisconsin safe is the goal of Dr. Darlene Conkle. She's our state veterinarian, reminding all dairy operators, all livestock operators, to be mindful of biosecurity.
Changing footwear, wearing clean clothing or clean coveralls, washing hands, making sure feed areas and waterers are kept clean and sanitized. All those types of things help promote good biosecurity and reduction of disease on a farm. So we would just like to remind dairy producers and cattle producers in general to be very observant of their animals and let us know if they're seeing anything unusual and work with their herd veterinarians.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian, she'll be on a call later this morning with Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, to give us an update on the latest information they have on high-path avian influenza and our dairy industry. Markets this morning holding firm in Chicago. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malule from Clinton, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, says they evaluate every research dollar they invest multiple times.
The other part of those research proposals is it might come in as a four-year study, but we cannot fund more than 1 year, so we have to reevaluate them, and each year they resubmit and we get a progress report. And there's some, over the years there has been some programs or proposals that we ask them to tweak midstream, and here's what's going on, and sometimes they push back and we come to a conclusion and move forward with them generally.
Pat Malule from Clinton is the current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, research, education, and promotion. You can find out more about where soybean dollars are being invested in the state. Go to wisoybean.org. This message brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and three quarters to 145 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up three quarters of a cent, 144 and a half, while AA butter gained 7 to 292 a pound. This morning, the May Class 3 milk for cheese up 9 at 1578. June's up 8, 1646. Right now, December new crop corn's up 2 at 469. November new crop beans are up 2.5, 1179, while July wheat down a penny right now at 560 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot as we get rolling into a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It works.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Once again, winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 this afternoon. Text us and let us know how the roads are out there, especially 43. Haven't heard anything about 43 yet. Let us know how it's going out there. Some very special guests. It was great having James Boyd, the mayor of De Pere, but this is, we're going international now. We're going continentally international.
This may be our first international guest.
I think it is. And Todd, we're gonna let Todd have the honors here.
Our show is growing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We think we're going to be big in Sweden.
Wait till the Swedes hear this.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Todd.
Well, this is cool. We actually found these guys. They're a duo, 7,000 apart, and we'll find out about that in a little bit. But we found these guys online because they were talking about they're in Sweden, and they needed to fix a van because they were trying to tour and all that kind of stuff. And we reached out, and they said, yeah, we'll be on. They are actually in Sweden right now.
Yes.
Amelie Eiding and John Krissing. Is that correct?
You're close.
Really good. Again, we talked about how we both have really weird last names, so it's all good.
John, oh my God, John, I love that accent. I love it.
Right?
Can you just talk for the next hour and a half, and we're just going to sit back and listen to you talk?
I mean, normally I get complimented that I don't have much of an accent, but I think now with being in Sweden for a while, I think people are going to like pick up on it more probably.
I love it. Yeah. Love
it's
it.
Good.
John's from Green Bay, guys. And
okay.
So,
all right.
John, tell the story about how you guys actually met.
Yeah, so Amelie was actually an exchange student from Stockholm, Sweden, and we met my senior year of high school at Preble. And so we actually met in music theory class at Preble, and we became friends over music. Then we became more than friends, dated for the entire school year, had to decide if we wanted to stay together or break up. And we stayed together, but we ended up being in a long distance relationship for 3 years where we were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other.
Which is like 4,262.5.3 miles, something like that.
There's like 7,011 kilometers. And then,
How about this? Jim, how about this for street cred when you walk in the cafeteria at school? It's like, hey, you going to the game this weekend? Yeah. Who are you taking? My girlfriend. Who's that? Oh, she's an exchange student from Sweden.
From Sweden.
Yeah.
And her name is
Amelie.
Yes.
Yeah, Amelie from Sweden. She's an exchange student.
Yeah, John was the cool kid.
Absolutely.
It was a thing.
That is very cool that you kept the connection, because that is a distance, you know? And
it's very much a distance, yes.
And so tell us, walk us through that. Did you get on one knee, or how'd you tie this thing up?
He did, yeah. So after 2.5 years, we knew that John actually finished college in 3 years, only so we could be together faster. And so about 2.5 years in, he actually got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And so we got married after 3 years of long distance. We got married here in Sweden, actually in the little tiny town that we're in right now, in Nås. And then I moved to the U.S. and we lived in Green Bay for like 6.5 years. Started doing music and stuff.
Crazy process, yeah.
Tell us about your music career, this whole journey.
Yes, I mean, we started actually on YouTube when we were in long distance. So we made videos from like internationally from the US and from Sweden. And then once we got married and moved to the US, we started performing a lot. And now we've done over 500 gigs since 2017. And we do around 100 to 150 a year now, and we've been full time with music for the last 3 years now.
So
basically, because of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
John and Jim, do you guys notice that when John's talking, he sounds a little like he's got a Swedish accent?
Yes, absolutely. Like
I'm getting there.
He always does that.
It's hard because you have to learn another language, you know.
What kind of music is it?
So we play pop pretty much. Like think indie, think pop, think a little bit of folk, think a little bit of rock.
Yeah.
It's a good little mixture. I think we cater to a pretty wide audience, and we try to write songs that people remember and people can sing along.
They're catchy. Yeah.
So you're on YouTube a lot. You made it through COVID, and that was worldwide, right? That Sweden had as much as the United States.
Yeah.
And tell us about getting through that as musicians, because Not that we had a lot of bands fall apart, but a lot of things fell apart. They just didn't have the runway, or they didn't have the redesign to get through that.
Exactly. So we had just been on Sweden's Got Talent, which is a big deal over here. Yeah. We had been talking to some record labels because of that. We were on like a
regional tour.
Like we went down to like Nashville and St. Louis, like all over. And so we were like on the up and up, you know, and then COVID hits. We were supposed to be full time that year as well. We were supposed to quit all of our other jobs. And then COVID hits. We had to pivot, obviously.
We had 75 shows canceled.
Yeah,
wow. Really
so we started by just challenging ourselves to post one YouTube video a day.
Right.
Just to like have a reason to get up in the morning. Mm. And then that turned into live streaming. So we would stream every single day for hours, and we made friends all over the world, which is really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for us to still perform our music, even though we couldn't do it in person anymore.
So tell us the story about the van breaking down.
So the van hasn't broken down. The van is fine.
Okay.
Okay. So being in two different countries, so we moved to Sweden a year and a half ago. And
turns out being a musician is hard in one country. Mm-hmm. Being a musician in two countries is even harder.
Wow.
kind of stupid. When we finally got going, like in the US, and we're like, okay, we got this. We're like, okay, let's double down and let's work it out in Sweden as well. And so we actually bought a van last year at the beginning of tour. We couldn't have done tour without it. It's amazing. It gets us from point
to point. We've been growing so much that we needed more space for people and stuff. Yeah, for gigs.
And then it's been really hard to like manage, you know, like, I don't know if you guys are entrepreneurs, but like having your own business is hard. Having your own music business is harder. And having a music business in two countries on two different continents is even harder. So keeping that all on track and having money in every account is kind of tricky, especially when you like live in one country and then you have bills in another. And so, last Sunday,
we were like looking and we're like, you know, everything was all good. I'm like, oh, we want to buy this something, you know, and I like look in our bank account and I'm like, oh, that's $24. that's a problem. And so I was like, I've been trying to get better about asking for help. And especially as musicians, like you rely 100% on
your fans
buying merch and supporting you. And so I just put out on social media. I was like, hey, guys, we need help in order to keep our van so we can keep touring and so we can keep making music, you know. And
so we asked them to buy merch. We asked if anyone wants like a house show this summer and they can just like prepay for that, or
if you want to support us in any way.
And exactly,
in 3 days we ended up getting like
everything
we needed.
Wow,
that's awesome.
It's just like,
and it was all from Sweden.
We have some amazing fans. No. Okay. Most
were from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I think what you said, and I know a little bit about business, you've got to ask. You know, and I know some people are uncomfortable, I mean, that's how you got the money. I mean, people obviously love you, and they didn't know. And you could tell them, hey, look, can you help us out? And people are pretty generous. So that's great.
Are you guys going to stay in Sweden now? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're so good. No, I was just saying, like, people normally want to buy merch, but they might be thinking, oh, I'll wait until I see them live, or I'll do that later.
Or I listen on Spotify.
Yeah, I listen on Spotify, you know. But that doesn't really translate into money. And so, but anyway, yeah, so we live in Sweden now, like this is where we have our apartment, but we do spend almost half the year in Wisconsin still, in Green Bay, touring. We are coming back for 3.5 months, I think now, in this summer, to play as many shows as we possibly can.
Right. We got to try to get them at our 1 year anniversary show.
Well, there's a couple things we'd like to get you at. But on Fridays, and if you're going to be here that long, I hope you have an open Friday in the morning. But we usually feature some local musician on Friday morning. Live music. And you
love that.
And then we have an event that we're sponsoring. It's on June 26th. So I don't know if you're in town that day. We'd love to have you there to play a couple songs.
But we have two great musicians in here for that segment. We have Eric Ratzak, who's the lead singer for a tremendous band called Ask Your Mother, local Green Bay band.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Oh, they're phenomenal. And then the other one is Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, which is the hottest band.
Oh, yeah, we love them too. Oh, yeah. I played a show with them last summer, and it was so good to meet
them. Well, they actually host the show we do here on Friday mornings.
We'd love to have you guys on.
Yeah, that'd be great. So,
love that.
All right. So,
that sounds wonderful.
What's your schedule now in Sweden? Like, where will you play? You're in Stockholm? Where are you at? What city are you?
So right now we're actually celebrating Easter at my grandpa's house from the 1600s. It's an old old house, which we are thinking about potentially taking over one day and turning it into like a songwriter's house.
Wow.
This is perfect for that. And bringing people internationally, maybe we can have like a Wisconsin camp.
My dream is to buy one of those places in northern Italy.
He has said that.
Where you can buy it for like $100 and redo them. I want one of those. So keep your eyes out for me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Italy. Yes, I will do my best. It's a little far from here. I know very much about this village. But...
Okay. Would there be any? I think the Swedes would like me. So if you know of a little fixer-upper, I would move to Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got so many.
You can come here.
You can
and
move
help.
Into the house like here on the, because this is like a big property and it has a lot of little houses. So you can just like move into
fix
one of them and fix
one of
that
buildings,
house.
Yeah.
I want this. I grew up. I'm from the UP and it's loaded with Swedes in the UP. Loaded with them.
Yeah.
So I could fit right in. Did you guys make pasties in Sweden? Or is that more of a Finnish thing?
What?
Pasties.
Pasties?
No, okay. It's more meatballs and like herring and
Swedish pancakes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like salmon.
Princess cakes.
Do you guys
princess
ever go? Cakes. Did yeah, you take? Are. Did you, John? Did you take her up to Al's? Al Johnson?
Yeah, we're actually playing there this summer.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so
this might cause like controversy.
Okay.
But my pancakes are way better.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Wow, they'll stick a goat on you.
Yeah, they're gonna.
We can make you pancakes.
They got one mean goat that they're gonna stick on you for saying that. That would be fantastic. So we'd love to have you guys on here in the studio when you come back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And we'd love to whatever we can do to help you guys get some more traction or get your traction around this area. Please let us know. We'd love to help.
Thank you. Yeah.
And how can people buy your merchandise?
Yes, so you can go to 7000apart.store and there you can find all the available merchandise. We are printing vinyl as we speak. So that's like the big one that we're really, really excited about. But there are some hoodies. I don't know, for those who are watching this online, I'm wearing one of the hoodies. They're really cute.
Yep.
And there's some t-shirts and some hats and
CDs,
all kinds of stuff. But also just showing up to a show. I'm sure we're going to be in pretty much all of the little Wisconsin towns.
It'll be around 80 shows in 3.5 months.
Wow.
Mostly in Wisconsin. So
Make the most of it. Wow.
Pretty much everywhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's great. I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys are entrepreneurs.
And you've got that enthusiasm and your
energy.
You guys are going to make it big. 7,000 apart. That's the name of it, right? Because it was 7,000 miles or 7,000 kilometers.
No. And then that was our discussion this morning. I just, you know, when John said you're in Sweden, why don't you just go down and check out one of his $100 homes he wants to buy? Like, you know, we're ugly Americans. We don't know how far. He just knows Italy is the boot. I mean, that we're nothing more than.
My family's from northern Italy, though. So
northern Italy's it. But the 7,000 kilometers apart, which is.
Yes.
What'd you say it was 4,000 miles
it's
apart?
It's like 4,462.5 miles. It's like a random number. Yeah.
7,000 is a lot cooler name.
Amelie, I have to ask this before we leave.
Cooler.
When you moved to Green Bay for the first time to be an exchange student, what did you think?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, for me, it was like living in one of those high school movies, you know, that I'd watched growing up.
Like High School Musical or something.
Because like I had like guys ask me to the prom and like homecoming and I was just like, what is this? And I had the best host parents who I still keep in touch with. And I love the weather because when I came there in August, it was beautiful and warm. And it was weird not walking anywhere because I was so used to, because Stockholm is a very walkable city. So I had, and I couldn't
get
We
don't even have a car.
I couldn't drive either. So I had to have my host mom drive me everywhere and I felt like a kid again.
That is awesome. I mean, this is just a very cool story.
Yes, very cool story. We want to stay in touch with you.
Yeah.
Todd, appreciate you setting all this up.
Amanda did it. Amanda was the one. Thank you for setting this up.
You guys, please keep in touch. Let us know when you're coming back to Green Bay. Because we would love to get you in here right away with the glam band and ask your mother and the whole bunch.
We'll clear the slate for
you.
This
for
you
guys.
Be fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so very much. Don't forget to look for that little fixer upper for me, okay?
A little.
I would blend in in Sweden. I look like a Swede, tall and blonde.
We'll send some photos.
Thank you. Take care, you guys. Wonderful having you on. We're going to send a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. How much fun was that having John Creason and Emil Eiting? Did I pronounce those right,
Todd? Emil E.
Emil E.
Emil E.
Sorry.
Amelie. That's right. That's Amelie. Amelie.
Like correct. Yes.
Okay. But like they were great. What a fantastic story. Meeting at Preble, moving to Sweden, trying to make it in two different countries as a band. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it seems like it's working, right? She's got good followers and they're online.
And they raised that money.
And to come back and have 80 shows scheduled.
That's phenomenal. Can't wait to get them in here.
They had a dusting of snow overnight.
A dusting.
That's all they had.
A dusting.
Because I said, yes, you guys are missing out on the snowstorm in Green Bay.
I would love to go to Sweden.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I really did too. There's something really about that country I'd like to see. Just seems like a nice country, doesn't it?
And she's from there, and she would be a good poster child for Sweden. She just... nice looking, friendly.
Other than ABBA, who are the big Swedish musicians that have made it?
I don't.
Because ABBA was Swedish, right, Todd?
I believe so.
Yeah. Is it ABBA or ABBA? I always say ABBA.
I say ABBA, but I think some people do say ABBA.
Who else? What other Swedes?
The Cardigans, Ace of Base, Eric Prydz. These are names that I know.
Ace of Base. They had one big song. What was it?
They had The Sign, but they also had Don't Turn Around and some other songs.
Okay. All right. Who did that song? And I say, hey, yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Four Non-Blondes.
Okay. All right.
I can't even believe that I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. That's like every song.
Radio sickness.
Right. Yeah. In there.
But who else? Somebody help us out. Anne Margaret.
Yes, from Anne Sweden. Margaret. Yep, I did see her.
How do you know that?
Because I talked to her one night and I said, "Hey, where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Sweden."
The band Roxette.
Oh, I used to like Roxette. Yep.
The band Europe.
Oh yeah,
they were Final Countdown.
Yep, it's the Final Countdown.
Okay, I know that one. Yeah,
that was in Rocky IV, I think.
So Sweden.
Yeah.
Food. Pancakes and then Swedish meatballs, right? Didn't
and
you
herring.
Say that?
Yeah,
and
herring.
The herring thing, I don't get that. I mean, I just didn't know that Sweden was known for herring, and I love herring. So,
well, it's an island, isn't it? Sweden, pretty much, sort of.
So there's water.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean necessarily. I just didn't know herring came from all Sweden. Right. So anyway, that is.
I'm a
be
big
fun.
Fan of the herring. Big fan of herring.
Oh yeah. Learn how to make that. I talked to the guy.
To pickle it?
Festival.
I mean, I just buy the pickled stuff. Or eat it.
Because it's already made. It's either in like it's just vinegar. It's pickled or the cream.
Okay.
Don't you want to just buy herring, cut it up, and...
My buddy John just said, Al Johnson's up in Door County, awesome Swedish pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except Amelie said hers are better.
And cheaper.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, no, that's... Al Johnson's does have great
place.
If we have them in, we'll do a music segment, but then we'll also have her cook for us.
Oh, there you go.
I got this worked out already.
What is is a Swedish pancake the same as a potato pancake?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Is it?
Very flat.
Well, aren't most pancakes?
No, I mean, I'm talking about like...
almost like a crepe?
They're not puffy. I got to make sure I got this right.
I don't think you do.
I
So they're like crepes. So they're very
thin. Did I just say that, John? Okay.
No, I said that.
But I said they were thin, and you said
like they
grapes.
Were flat. And I said, aren't most pancakes flat?
Well, and I'm saying they're not puffy.
Got it. Okay.
No, all right. Go ahead. So what else? What's the base?
Butter, eggs, all-purpose flour, white sugar.
What is flour?
Oh, but not potatoes.
There's no potatoes in traditional Swedish pancakes.
I did not know that. Neither. Yeah, my buddy just said it's like a crepe. Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Well, whatever.
We're going to go up there.
She's going to make us up.
No, we're going to have it right here in
that's
the studio.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
We got to set up a stove, an oven. You know what? Maybe I'll have my wood-burning oven by then.
And,
and you never know. And you don't know, Todd. Why do you laugh?
And we, okay, we need the protein, too, so we're going to have this guy, her husband, make the Swedish meatballs.
Okay. You know I'm a big fan of the Swedish meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones that have rice on them, then, too, or something?
No.
I think so.
No.
Aren't they, Todd? Don't Swedish meatballs have, like, or is it cream of mushroom soup?
That they have.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, that's going to be good.
All right.
I'm getting hungry already.
I know, me too.
Tell them to come over. Yeah.
Yeah, when you had friends up in the UP that were, their grandmas were Swedish, they would always, like, for lunch, when they would take their lunch, they would have the greatest desserts ever.
Oh.
Just the greatest things ever, yeah. The way they would bake. It was incredible. I'm surprised you've never been to Sweden.
No. I'm
no.
I haven't.
Okay.
Switzerland.
So you've been to Switzerland?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lucerne.
Well, then how did you
I
not...
I went there for my honeymoon.
You went to Lucerne for your honeymoon? Mm-hmm. You went to Switzerland for your honeymoon?
Well, we spent some time over there. We, you know, one of those tours.
That's a big-time honeymoon. I would like to take one
let
of those
me just tell you that
boat tours.
Started, so you don't start picking on me again.
I'd never pick on you.
Let me just tell you this.
All right.
I'll just...
Go ahead.
You're gonna hear
the
this
floor
wrong.
Is yours.
No, okay.
The representative of Green Bay has the floor.
And I tell you what, flying first class internationally is a treat. It is a total treat. Domestically, internationally, the guy comes with the little towel in a white jacket, little towel over
his KLM Airlines.
Yeah, but I want to say that you're gonna say, "Oh, you spent all that money." It was all free because I had so many miles. No, the city.
Oh,
I don't even know the city. I thought maybe
the city paid for it somehow.
31, John, that was 31 right. years ago.
Okay,
32
I
years
thought maybe
ago.
Enacted some new tax.
All I'm saying is that we had a great time, and it wasn't that expensive because I had saved up all these miles. I traveled a lot, and I wanted to cash in on something really, really special. And
I've
nothing
heard
more
it's hard to cash those in.
It was.
Yeah.
That's why we got married in May, and we went in October.
All right.
So it took that long to kind of like figure it all out.
You know, we had one time we got bumped or, you know, we took the thing where it was said round trip ticket to anywhere in the United States. Never used it.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard.
You know what else is?
It's like maybe a Tuesday night you can go and come back on a Sunday morning.
You know what's gotten difficult now is the free companion ticket. It's.
What's that? I don't even know what that is.
So if you get with certain credit cards, they'll give you a free companion ticket with that card. Now, it costs money to buy the card, but I think I have like four of them. I'm
okay.
Not kidding. And they do extend it for 18 months or something, but that's not a good deal. I think.
Well, so does the other person fly free?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know this.
Well, it sounds great, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
So here's your credit card for $250, and you get this, you get that, and you also get a free companion ticket. I'm thinking, well, that's a good deal. So I got the card, and we've tried to use it a number of times. You can't use it internationally, and I totally get that. But just to go to New York or Nashville,
Florida. I know. A lot of hoops you got to try to jump through.
I think they
to
have,
use them. How much would it have been if you paid for your first class tickets to?
Oh my God!
Europe?
I don't know. But like that was
several grand each.
Oh yeah,
easy.
And the seats, just everything about it. And I just want to say that was a treat, and I didn't pay for it. But I had worked hard to get the free tickets because I flew a lot. But anyway. That whole Europe is, and I know a lot of people go there, but that's just a beautiful country and super friendly people.
Well, like
that's
going
to be fun to get those people in our studio.
I'm moving there, so. we got to set a quick break. We come back. We got Brewer tickets to give away. Are you smarter than an old broadcaster? That's the name of the game. No. Are you smarter than an old broadcaster?
It's a legendary broadcaster.
Yeah, but we couldn't get a hold of Jarts or.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.